Right now at Honda, find your kind of value with a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models. There's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.
You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the Batuta News Bulletin, a weekly wrap of the news coming to you from Koala Studios in downtown Batuta. Here are the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. First up, and in national news, Malcolm Turnbull has looked to follow Donald Trump's lead this week. After the historic meeting between US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Turnbull told The Advocate that he felt it was time for Australia to quell its hostilities with our main rival, New Zealand. In the wake of the Wallabies' 9-point win over Ireland on the weekend, the Prime Minister has rushed to meet with the leader of New Zealand to try and build a healthy relationship before the next international match against the All Blacks on the 18th of August. Mr. Turnbull said,
"Well, I've been informed that our prickly relationship has been entirely born from a decade of Richie McCaw effectively cheating his way towards an 85% win rate over the Wallabies. I understand this is not how the New Zealanders look at it, however, which is important for me, to demand this meeting with Prime Minister Ardern a week before she's due to give birth."
However, Pete Sinclair from the Flight Path District left a comment on our story, claiming that Australia's got a better chance of denuclearising the Korean Peninsula than we do stopping the All Blacks from cheating. Elsewhere around the country, and there hasn't been too much national news to compete with the headlines generated by Trump and Kim Jong-un, so A Current Affair has ridden out the slow news week with another news story about Asians buying baby formula. After managing a week's worth of programming on the back of Neighbours from Hell, Dodgy Doctors, and updates of what's happening on The Voice, the iconic Current Affairs program has churned out another story about Asians buying up all the baby formula in supermarkets. According to a Current Affairs journalist, Kimberly Spackman, it's the kind of story their viewers are interested in as it causes outrage, victimises average Australians, and demonises Asians. Although Spackman aired the story about this very issue 2 months ago, she was hoping it's not too soon to bring it up again, and hopefully the average ACA viewer wouldn't notice or mind. When the segment last aired, Spackman presented the story with interviews from a disgruntled mother of two, who claimed to have nothing against Orientals, intercut with smartphone footage taken inches away from the face of an Asian woman loading her trolley with baby formula, all while ignoring the questioning of a bloke twice her size. And back home in the Diamantina Shire, an interesting report has been released confirming that red P plates stuck onto the back of a Volkswagen Golf is a pretty good indication that daddy's making bank. Parts of the study suggest that most Volkswagen Golfs adorned with red P-plates are registered to an address in Batuta Grove, the traditional LNP heartland of town and the epicentre of wealth. The report indicates that 91% of purchasers of the popular hatchback are made by local men aged in their 50s. However, the rate at which these men drive the cars is well below that figure, with almost all of the cars being driven by young women in their teens and 20s. Royal Batuta College of the Arts student Bridget Andrews told us that while her 2016 Golf is registered in her father's name, it's essentially hers because she worked hard and paid him like $2,000 for it. In other automotive news, a young L-plater has spoken to The Advocate this week about how his mother's sharp intakes of breath at every intersection or traffic light aren't helping him learn to drive. 16-year-old Cameron said to us,
"Every time I go for a drive with Mum, she bloody grabs onto the Jesus handle and starts hyperventilating like she's just seen the ghost of her dead aunt. Not like Dad. He just looks scared half the time and tells me to either go slower or to look out. That's more constructive than just sitting there and whimpering. I'm not even that bad of a driver. How many times have I crashed? None."
His mum, however, says that Cameron drives incredibly fast and that an accident is just waiting to happen. In other news around town, a naive young teenager has shocked his extended family at a wedding this week. A 15-year-old little cousin called James assumed his older cousin was gay after seeing him go into the toilet cubicle with another man. Not usually one to snitch, but unable to keep his cousin's newly discovered sexuality to himself, James ran back to his designated wedding table and blurted out the news to all in the nearby vicinity. The family reportedly laughed at the young fella's naivety before confirming that the wedding went off without a hitch and that James's older cousin had remarkable conversational skills that night. And in some truly sensational sporting news, Cameron Smith's offered to come out of retirement to referee Game 2 of State of Origin. Speaking exclusively to us this morning, Smith said that he'd thought long and hard about the decision and told the Referees Association that he would be available for Game 2. After playing and refereeing 370 games for the Melbourne Storm and 42 for the Maroons, Smith said it just didn't feel right sitting out on the sidelines for Game 1. He said,
"I was just appalled at the state of the refereeing and I felt like I should throw myself back into the fray."
Smith has ruled out a return to the game as a player, but said he does feel like he still has a lot to offer with the whistle. Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
Right now at Honda, find your kind of value. With a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models, there's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.